All right, BC's coming up here in a little bit. I did not see any announcement from EA Sports yesterday about the cover of the college football game.
Nope. Are they sandbagging on us?
Matt Brown's Twitter.
They're waiting for the antitrust suit to get figured out.
Did I see that every conference is going to have their one player from every conference?
Ooh.
So four different covers.
So Dylan
Central
Gabriel,
Florida player will be in the Big 12.
I don't know. Gosh, who is the most recognizable returnee in the Big 10? You might be right, Dylan.
Ryan Day.
Right. I mean, Dylan Gabriel.
It might be Gabriel.
But does everybody know what he looks like? I mean, it's not like you're.
He's got his uniform. So.
But if I saw that on the cover, you'd be like, "Hey, is that the Oklahoma quarterback?"
Yeah. Do you really give it to one of the new additions of the Big 10?
No, you know who you... Gosh, two straight days I'm saying that's something nice about Colorado.
Oh,
I think to sell... No, no, you got to put Shedeur.
Shedeur. Yeah.
Shedeur Sanders is the most recognizable player in college football.
That'll be the Big 12's player.
True. That is true.
I want to sell video games. I got to have a cover. Unless you're going to do Saban or... Here's one. Ooh. Here's outside of the box. Why not do fans? It is us fans that make college football.
I like that.
They won't do that, but I'm just suggesting. But I think you got to put Shedeur Sanders on the cover across the country. Most recognizable guy in 2024 in college football.
Future Cowboys.
Did you know that back in 2012 you could actually vote for who was going to be on the cover?
What were the choices?
2012? Wasn't Denard end up on the cover?
He was on the last one. Okay. The last time they had the game, it was Denard.
Denard
Robinson. 2012 would have been
Andrew Luck.
I did not go and stand in line to buy 2012 because I was that time of the year I was doing something in my previous job.
I don't remember, and I don't want to look it up.
If you bought it every year, you know, you would recognize the helmet, but Quinn Ewers.
Yeah. Now you get the fans involved on that one, too. They would love it. Let's see. 2012 was Mark Ingram.
Okay. I wondered if it was Alabama.
Yeah, that's right.
Unless it's the former Giants great.
You had Tim Tebow in 2011. And you had...
Tim Tebow in 2010. Tim
Tebow, you had a combination. So this must have been a region. So this is when they did the regional one in 2010. You had Brian Johnson, Brian Arakpo, Mark Sanchez, and Michael Crabtree. How about that?
I would just stick with Shedeur. You want to sell games, Shedeur is by far the most recognizable college football player.
There's a cool factor still.
I like him. Player.
A cool factor of?
Of Shedeur Sanders. It's a quarterback.
Not rooting
People
for
know
Colorado.
Who he is.
I like him.
He's electric, and he will be a first-round draft pick. So I feel like it crosses a lot of boxes other than a college football team that represents a bowl team. That's the only one that's missing. Shedeur can only do so much.
There was hope out there one time for Deacon Hill, but that's gone by right now. He's out of power four.
Could we just do the most random player though? I know it's projected into this season, but if you just had Deacon Hill giving you a let's go, kind of like Tim Tebow was, where he's just flexing
about
like
a random offensive lineman.
Hey, what they should do is have a portal guy on there, and he can wear his different uniforms. All right, Brian Christopherson joins us next on 1620 The Zone.